You're with SBS Radio.
PwC is offering a unique opportunity for Victorian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander business owners to accelerate the growth of their businesses. And I'm happy to say I've got on the line Jodie Sizer, PwC's Indigenous Consulting Co-CEO. Welcome to NITV Radio, Jodie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, this program that is being launched tomorrow is much anticipated in the corporate sector as well as within the Indigenous business community. Tell us how this project came about.
This project has been in discussion for probably a couple of years now, and it's really informed by needs of Victorian Aboriginal businesses and also buyers within the ecosystem who are seeking to buy from Aboriginal businesses but either can't source the right relationships and or their procurement systems just don't allow for the disruption required to engage with new small businesses. So the program really brings together 10 collaborating partners to work together and support businesses to scale and grow, develop relationships with genuine buyers, and better connect the ecosystem as a whole.
Yeah, and what has been the impediment to Indigenous business growth previously for this? Because for this project to come about, it's because there's a need, obviously. But what are the impediments, the obstacles to Indigenous business growth?
Well, there's a number of factors. I think that small business is challenging anyway for for anyone. In some sectors, we see between 60 to 90% of small businesses fail in the first 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Specific to Indigenous businesses, there is sometimes limited access to whether it's business networks or some might have within their families more small business contacts, getting access to finance if there isn't an existing equity base, a whole range of factors that we are now getting better access to, getting a better understanding of, and really what we call is illuminating existing pathways.
Yeah.
That, 20 years ago we might have been having this conversation about access to higher ed. For many cohorts in our communities for the first time, we've certainly expanded that and had some great success and room to improve, of course. But in small business, it's very similar. We're looking, there's a number of existing supports and opportunities to help business growth, but Aboriginal businesses aren't necessarily, it's not visible to them. So illuminating the pathways and getting better connected.
Yeah, there are several areas of support that will be available through, I believe, a 15-month period. Take us through the different types of support mechanisms that will be available for Indigenous business owners.
Well, one of the most exciting things about this program and why it is a world first is the collaboration aspect. So we have got PwC's Indigenous Consulting, which is part of the world's largest professional services firm, and PwC Australia, who together in their RAP commitment were absolutely committed to make this happen. But we came together with the University of Melbourne and Melbourne Business School, who are leading the conversation in Indigenous economic development from the academic sector. And also importantly, Kinaway, the Aboriginal Chamber of Commerce in Victoria, who are working with the small business sector to support growth and to encourage startups and to get better support and be better connected. So we've got three leaders in their field coming with 5 existing buyers, large-scale corporates in NAB, Telstra, Lendlease, PwC Australia themselves and the University of Melbourne as buyers, together connecting with 10 existing businesses that are ready to scale and grow in Victoria. All of that existing knowledge and support of business growth, entrepreneurialism, the procurement sector and how that works, navigating that, and getting access to things like finance and venture capital and connecting with other programs like Supply Nation and the many others that exist in the sector, as well as skills development and growth.
Yeah, no, that's quite a wide range of, opportunities that are being made available. Now, you said there are 10 businesses. Can you give us an idea of which areas they are in and which businesses we're looking at?
Well, the name of the program is Mering 50. So Mering is a Gunditjmara word, which means fertile soil to grow.
Yeah.
And the 50 indicates that this program is the first of 5. So it's specifically targeted to Victorian Aboriginal businesses, and that was largely because a number of the conversations were in Victoria, but we're also seeing significant investment, in particular from the infrastructure sector, but we also have a lot of our large-scale corporates headquartered in Melbourne who are purchasing in some part from Aboriginal businesses, and in some areas we are struggling to meet the targets that have been committed through infrastructure contracts or RAP commitments.
Yeah.
And where we are seeing spend, where there is some, even if it is minimal, it's often with non-Victorian businesses. So whilst we have Victorian businesses, many hundred in fact, we're not seeing them benefit from Victorian Aboriginal, Victorian procurement opportunities. So the first cohort of 10 businesses is in Victoria. There's a pilot in this collaboration program. We want to then replicate this program in other potential geographical areas, or there's interest in particular sort of industries, or some large-scale corporates are looking to run the program themselves because they have an appetite to engage with potentially 10 Aboriginal businesses. So it's a bit of watch this space to see where we do go to next. There's half a dozen conversations of the next sites for the Mereng 50 program. But the first will certainly be in Victoria, stimulating growth for 10 businesses, which will in turn create jobs for Aboriginal people and have greater social impact for existing spend.
Yeah. The launch is tomorrow. Run us through how the event will pan out.
Well, we're excited about the launch because it has been a long time in discussion, and we have in the room our funder and collaborator partners in Indigenous Business Australia, who nationally have been leading Indigenous business development for such a long time and are themselves running programs to bring great insights with Vic Government. Vic Government are supporting the program and a funder and collaborator in developing the program, with, of course, our delivery partners, University of Melbourne, Kinaway, our five participant corporate organisations, all coming together within their greater networks and the Indigenous Economic Development Sector networks with PwC Australia, PIC, sharing some insights about why this is important, what we hope to achieve from the program. We've got a great launching opportunity to connect the network and start to develop these long-term relationships for big impact and greater outcomes.
Yeah, sounds like a jam-packed program full of, very promising program and project as well. Well, Jodi Sizer, thank you so much for taking the time to actually inform us about what's coming up tomorrow with Indigenous businesses being offered new opportunities.
Pleasure. Have a great day.
sbs.com.au